Christian Crusaders welcomes you to our weekly radio ministry. The year 2001 marks the 65th year for our radio program. Our worship service will be conducted by the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday and worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Do you live with a feeling of insignificance? I'm going to visit with you about that in a sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, sometimes we feel that our lives do not count, not like they once did. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you will help us to overcome this sorry feeling. Open our eyes to show us that there is much for your children to do as your ambassadors on this earth in bringing the gospel of Jesus Christ to our world. Reveal to us, O God, that there are friends and neighbors who need to hear a word from you, as it is delivered through us. Grant, O God, that your word will speak to us today, and we'll have a clearer understanding of what it means to be an ambassador for Jesus Christ. For it is in his name that we pray. Amen. Hear the word of God as it is recorded in the 5th chapter of 2 Corinthians, beginning with the 14th verse. We are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do not so any longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ, and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you, on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Here ends a reading of God's holy word. Friends in Christ. Tom was a third-string quarterback on an outstanding high school football team. With two quarterbacks considered better players by the coach, Tom saw very little playing time. It is reported that today he refers to this experience of standing on the sidelines or sitting on the bench as living with the feelings of insignificance. A very interesting term. It caught my attention the other day when I was watching a golf tournament, that this person once lived with the feelings of insignificance. In other words, I imagine you could say that this is commonly known as a low self-image, where one is fighting the thought that I am not important to anyone. and in this case, I am not important to the team. Today, this same Tom is known as one of the world's greatest golfers. He is seen many times during the year on national television. Spectators who come to the tournament follow him on the course, especially when he is in contention to win the tournament. He is a very popular person in the golfing world. I refer to Tom Lehman, one of the best-known golfers on the PGA Tour. A reporter commented on Tom's illustrious golfing career, made reference to his high school football experience, and inferred that this great golfer also knew the other side of the athletic world and what it was to live with the feelings of insignificance. And the question I raise today, isn't that true for all of us? Haven't we all tasted of those feelings of insignificance where we thought that our lives simply did not count and we were of very little worth? That leads me to the question, can we shed those feelings of insignificance? This feeling of insignificance, I believe, is related to the assumption that to have an important role in life, you must be doing something great in the opinion of a large group of people. The larger the group is who applaud you, the more important you feel. For example, President Bush plays a more significant role in the world today as president than when he was governor of Texas. But former President Clinton has a far less significant role today than he did a year ago. In other words, the fanfare is not there for ex-president, former President Clinton. He is another citizen. The point is that if our importance is related to some accomplishment which receives public praise, what happens when one falls out of sight? What happens when the athlete gets old? The politician is no longer in office. The master mechanic retires. The talented surgeon loses his eyesight. Can we live then as ordinary people and avoid those feelings of insignificance? God's word says we can. But I can only confess, and perhaps that's the reason that term, the feelings of insignificance, caught my attention a few days ago, is that I have had some problem right in this very area of my life. I think that it is a problem of many people who retire from a career that they truly, truly love. I was told that you should really retire. I worked at my job until I was 72 years of age, and by that time, the people began to wonder, at least my friends, aren't you going to relax and have a good time before you die? So I finally did retire. Sunday was the great big party, and what a day it was. But then came that first Monday of retirement. I shall never forget it. Normally on a Monday morning, I would get up, shower, put on a white shirt, eat a breakfast, and go off to work. At the office, I would meet a staff of people who were kind and loving. A couple of them probably would have said, "Great sermon yesterday, Pastor." And a few others would have said, "Isn't it good that we can live and work here in this wonderful place?" It was a good day. And then my secretary, who always knew what was needed, could remind me of the meetings that I had to attend, the appointments that I had, the calls that were necessary. And so we were off for another week. But this was an unusual Monday. This was the first Monday of my retirement. Well, the alarm went off at the same hour. I got up, looked around, and thought, well, why am I getting up? I have absolutely nothing to do. So I got back into bed, rolled around for a few minutes and got up again. Showered, and then I went to get my shirt, my white shirt, and I was reminded that that is not the attire for a retiree. So I got out a sports shirt, found a pair of jeans and some tennis shoes, looked at myself in the mirror and thought, this is retirement. By 10 o'clock in the morning, I had read the paper, had a couple more cups of coffee, and wondered what the day really had in store for me. This was retirement. And so the time went on, and it went 2 weeks and 3 weeks, and it didn't seem to get any better. Finally, one day, I called an old friend and said, can we have lunch? I had something I want to discuss with you. For I knew that he had had a little difficulty, too. And then he went on to tell me, you know, the problem is that you have got to realize that your responsibility in the kingdom of God, your worth in the kingdom of God, your significance in the kingdom of God is not tied any longer to your old job. But God has some tremendous plans for you. And he went on to say, I hope that you will learn in an unstructured way to really enjoy these days of retirement. His counsel was right on. I believe it from the bottom of my heart. It was based in the Word of God. And one of the passages that brings it out so clearly is found in Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 5, verses 14 to 21. Let me repeat that again. And I ask you, friend, to read that over and over when you have problems with a feeling of importance or unimportance. Paul says here in verse 14, we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. We have a conviction as Christians. We have a conviction that Jesus Christ has suffered and died on the cross of Calvary as a payment for our sins. This reveals to us how much God really does love us, and we live with that conviction that we are His. And then he goes on to say, he did this, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for Him who died for them and was raised again. In other words, he doesn't say where we live for Him, but he simply says every day of life is one where we live out of love for Him and seek to serve Him in the building of His kingdom. We move away from our self-centeredness. We move away from this need of being applauded. We move into that very area of life where we are dealing in the name of Jesus Christ with somebody who really needs us. Yes, in Christ we have become new people, as he reminds us in verse 17. And then he goes on to say, and because of all of this, because of the new life that we have in Jesus Christ, we have been given a new ministry. Oh, it's not a new ministry, really. It's just lived out in a different way. It's a ministry of reconciliation. What does that mean? To be reconciled means that we're going to bring two people together. And there are millions of people in this world, friend, who are outside of a saved relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. They're lost, according to the Word of God. And our task is, and it doesn't change from day one right on until we die, that we bring the gospel of Christ, that the Holy Spirit working through this gospel may find its way into the heart of that individual, and that person may be reconciled, that is, brought together with God through faith in Jesus Christ. We are to tell people of God's love, and we are to remind him or her that Jesus Christ loves him or her. Under all conditions, it is that same old message. So we have been given a new title, and that is we are ambassadors for Jesus Christ. God makes his appeal to this world through us. Now, isn't that important? Sometimes there's a lot of applause that goes along with it. Sometimes there's a lot of thank you and a tickling of the ego. I think I got that as a pastor in this large congregation. Now it was quiet. Now, for some reason, you could say, well, you've dropped out of sight, haven't you? Not at all. Not dropped out of sight as far as God is concerned. There's still a tremendous task that has to be done. And our significance in life is finally understanding that there, God uses us in some of the most dynamic ways. Just alone, one-on-one, with another person, telling him of Christ and the message of reconciliation. Let's try to apply this. I think of a home where today there sits a father and a daughter who are seriously ill. The father is terminal, the daughter has a good prognosis, but nevertheless, the illness is there. I'm sure their hearts are heavy. You know what they need? They need a brother or a sister in Christ to come and sit down and open up the Bible and probably read a psalm like 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. And it comes to a close with these words, be still. Be still and know that I am God. And then you sit and let the sick person talk. And then you go to the throne of grace in prayer and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to strengthen and be with your friend. I tell you, friend, that when you're about that business, you're not an insignificant work. A letter came to our house not long ago. It was a father and a mother asking if my wife and I would write a letter that was going to be bound in a book and given to their daughter on her graduation day. They wanted us to write on the Word of God and what it has meant in our lives through these years. I tell you, when you sit and pen a letter to a young lady who is going to carry that book for a long, long time in life, it is not an insignificant assignment. We pondered the content of that letter, how we said it. We wanted it to be direct. We wanted it to be encouraging. We wanted her to know that God was there speaking to her, her source of strength. That's not insignificant. And so you see, the day can come when we pass out of the limelight and no longer are we the star on the football team or the golf tour or whatever it may be. Probably no one even knows us, has never heard of us. Now, what does it matter? No matter who we are, if our hearts have been touched with the gospel of Jesus Christ, that life does not need to live with moments of insignificance. In God's eyes, you have a precious and an important task in bringing the message of Jesus Christ to our world. Amen.
Like a river.
Lord Jesus, help us to understand that our true worth as a people of God can be seen only as we live with you and serve you in your kingdom. There may be moments of glory, but Lord, we realize that it is only when we are about our Father's business, and there may not be any earthly glory, but there we begin to understand this is important business that counts for all eternity. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray that the words and the music you've heard today will strengthen your walk with the Lord this week. Christian Crusaders is a non-profit ministry. We trust, if you are able, you will continue to remember Christian Crusaders with your financial support and your prayers. We offer our heartfelt thanks and God's blessings to each of our listeners and donors. Cassette tapes or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of $2.50 will help cover the mailing and production costs. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free phone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 266-7589. Christian Crusaders invites you to find out more about our ministry on the Internet. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. That's Christian Crusaders, all one word, .org. If you would like to hear this sermon again, you can do so at our website. You can also print out today's sermon or another sermon from our large archive. Our website is there to serve you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and radio pastor of Christian Crusaders for the past 39 years.